The St. Vincent Girls High School yesterday celebrated 113 years of existence. Headmistress of the St. Vincent Girls High School, LaToya DeRocher-John, tells NBC News that the school opened its doors on May 9, 1911, with a small group of girls. Since then, the school population has grown to over 600 girls. DeRocher-John provides a brief history of the school.
We opened our doors in 1911, so we are 113 years. To date, we've had 18 headmistresses. I'm number 18. Serving Mary Innes was the first. And we are now up to offering 29 courses in 29 subject areas. You know, we started with a small group of girls, and now we are up to 625 girls. So through the years, we have been able to, especially in the last 18 years. 18 is what I know of. It's probably longer than that. So don't quote me in terms of the numbers. We have been able to maintain the number one position at CSEC, with last year being 98.8%.
The school has so far hosted a church service, a math quiz, and a school trip to the Rauku National Park as part of the activities to celebrate the anniversary. And today, the school will host a science fair, and the school's modern language department will host a cultural showcase.
We have our science fair today. We welcome 50 primary school students from grade 5, and they've been preparing their own science experiment to come and show us here. And then we have some pretty cool stuff to show them. And the modern languages department would have a cultural show this afternoon. And then tomorrow we all hit the road to walk for Student Life. Now, Student Life is a fund that we started 3 years ago, and it helps students who are from socioeconomic backgrounds that are weak. So this is where we provide a breakfast program. We feed over 50 persons. Mrs. Natasha Marks makes the breakfast every morning for the girls. A lot of girls who live very far, a lot of Leeward young ladies from very far Leeward and very far Windward, who come down early in the morning, as well as our Beckwith students, they heavily subscribe to that breakfast program. And we assist girls who cannot afford lunch, the bus fare to come to school. Some of them might need help with uniforms. A student life activity would have been the picnic yesterday at Waraku, ensuring that all students could come and they had their stuff for free. They, you know, all they had to take care of was their transportation, but they ate and drank for free. So our sponsor walk in aid of student life takes place tomorrow, and the entire school walks from old GHS to the tarmac location. And then we end the week with our color run. The graduation committee is having the color run activity, and we are supporting them.
DeRocher-John thanked the past students who have given their time to the students during the week, as well as teachers who worked hard to pull together the week of activities.
I want to thank our past students. They really showed up to the church service, and we had a small brunch after. They came yesterday to interact with the girls. Some of them played cricket with the girls, volleyball, spoke to them, you know, gave them, you know, some perspective as to what used to happen long ago. And the girls are very interested in that. So I want to really say thank you to our past students for showing up throughout the week. Thank you to our teachers who worked extremely hard to pull together the week, to expose the girls. You know, some persons would say they would consider some aspects of it a loss of instructional time. But I look at the math competition, for example. Some of our students who, you know, struggle academically, I looked at them excel in that competition and shine. And they were so proud of themselves. And I say, ordinarily, you know, they won't have this opportunity. So it provides really, it's like an equalizer for all. You know, they give those who are struggling the chance to show up and to show out. So I was really happy for that. I'm pleased. And the exposure that we've gotten from the business community who would have come in to do different things, different sessions. You know, we had a business forum on Tuesday, Minister Gonzalez, Camilo Gonzalez, he never misses it. he spoke at that forum, and along with the presenters, it was so information. I wish other persons could have had the opportunity to be exposed to that forum, you know. So it's been a good week. It's been a good week of learning outside the classroom.
Headmistress of the St. Vincent Girls High School, LaToya DeRoche John. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.